The goal of President Obama's initiative is to support Africa's young leaders as they assume the responsibility of shaping the future of their continent. In other words, to get to know and keep in touch with the 500 Africans the initiative has identified as the most likely to be running commerce, industry, and government in Africa in the next few years. One of them is Lukanga Lindunda. He runs an innovation hub in his native Zambia. He is one of 25 Africans in Obama's program who were at Yale this summer. Lindunda believes the program is a two-way street.
There are many opportunities in our different countries.
He says that's why Americans should embrace them.
They should be very optimistic, but also very proactive about grabbing hold of the opportunities available in Africa. Because if Americans do not invest, they don't see the opportunities, someone else will.
That's a common theme among the young entrepreneurs. Ethel Kofi is a software engineer from Ghana. She says it's been helpful to interact with Americans in New Haven because she's found many Americans are naive about Africa.
There are a lot of organizations that want to come and do good in Africa, but do not understand the climate.
She says that's why they should be talking to people like her.
We bring that knowledge and explaining to people that, well, Africa is a lot of countries and things are different from one country to the other.
Kofi says one investment that has paid off all over Africa is mobile phone technology.
At least everybody has one or two mobile phones. And because of that, technology is being delivered.
And that technology is being delivered through apps on mobile phones that are available even in remote parts of the continent where there's no electricity or internet service.
I was working with the Gates Foundation using mobile technology in the remotest parts of northern Ghana to provide maternal information for pregnant mothers and to help doctors and nurses track these women.
But that's not as easy as it seems, according to Ugandan pharmacist Belinda Okumu-Ringa.
The challenge that I've found with using mobile to dispense health information is it's limiting. You only have 160 characters to convey your message, and healthcare is huge.
Ringa is the founder of Health Portal Uganda, an app designed to help doctors in her country keep in touch with their patients. The doctor-patient ratio in Uganda is 1 to 15,000. In the U.S., it's 1 to 400. Ringa says that's a challenge and a huge investment opportunity.
We have 28% of the world's disease burden and only 3% of the health workforce. So there's so much to be done in terms of getting healthcare to people.
Ringa says that's not only in Uganda. She says her interactions with people in New Haven have made her realize, to her surprise, that this also is a problem for African-American communities in the U.S.
I never understood that really until I got here. And it gets me thinking, Africa does need help, but what can we do for people here in the United States as well?
The world is getting very, very small.
That's Michael Capello. He runs the Yale World Fellows Program. He says the experience of participants like Ringa helped build a better understanding about the U.S. abroad.
And you can only do that, I've become convinced over the years, through personal interaction.
He says that's why the Obama Initiative selected the 500 young Africans and brought them to America this summer. He says it's important for U.S. foreign policy.
I see this as more creating relationships, developing partnerships between this group of very talented, very motivated, and very committed entrepreneurs with the city of New Haven, with Yale University, and by extension, ultimately, with America.
That seems to be the case with most participants, including Ethel Kofi from Ghana.
We've enjoyed our time here and we've been treated really well, so that always leaves a good feeling.
And when the fellows get back to their countries, U.S. embassies throughout Africa will keep in touch with them and support their progress in the hope that they'll continue to have good feelings for the U.S. as they rise in leadership in their home countries. Ebong Udama, WSH News.